Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. I do have a quick question for you guys before we get to the pressers, because I was behind a vehicle this morning that had two bumper stickers. One said baby on board. Cool. The other one said student driver. Okay. I feel like we're conflicting a little bit, and I feel like you only get one. You only get to say caution with one bumper sticker, right?
That's interesting.
They probably had neither. It was probably, I've noticed a lot of student driver ones, and then they're not student drivers, and I'm like,
this is such an exercise in the difference between our personalities. Yeah. It's your skepticism meets my benefit of the doubt, where I'm going, you know, I know that I had a student when I was a high school coach who had a baby brother.
Right.
You know what I mean? And maybe that sticker's been on that car for 3 or 4 years, and they are also in their learner's permit phase or whatever else. I'm like, yeah, it's possible. I think it's funny because both like, probably neither one in there, if we're being honest. Yeah, I mean, like, maybe you're right. Maybe you are right. I don't know.
I just think with bumper stickers, there's like an etiquette. You get like one that tells people to back off. You don't get two.
Which one are you more likely to back off of is the question.
Baby on board.
Yeah, same.
You know, student driver, you need to know this stuff.
Yeah, get in the other lane. You know what bothers me about you?
Probably a lot.
No, not a lot, really. But okay. you try to make me out to be like this I feel this. This is what you make me feel. All right, we're going to get in our feelings for a second. I feel like you try to make me feel like I'm negative and I see everything half empty. I'm literally the complete opposite. I'm one of the more, like, you know, genuinely in a decent mood, like to be happy about things. People, I just have seen enough negative that I feel like I know what people are about. But I feel like sometimes you project like, oh, I'm negative. I'm not. I mean, is that just a me thing? Or
I think it's not negative. I think it's skepticism, which is a healthy thing. I give way too many people the benefit of the doubt. I'm the kind of guy that somebody walks up and says, F you, and I'm like, oh, he probably had a bad day. You know what I mean?
No,
whereas
I'm like,
I wish in that moment I was more like Bo, where I was like, I've had a bad day too. You know, like,
whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't say that.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean,
sorry.
All right, you know what? Then I take it back. I give you a preview. I just feel sometimes like I'm targeted as this negative, angry man, and I'm like, I'm really not.
It's just a difference in outlook, I think. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't I'm not attacking your character.
I can live with that. So I apologize.
There you go.
If I felt attacked.
All right. Now, when we get into this next story, we're going to see this right on display, whether you are negative or not, because we've got this clip from Michael Penix. He had a presser yesterday. It's getting a lot of attention. He was asked kind of who do you rely on and off the field? And this was his response.
Like mentally, like my fiance, she's always there for me. So I know whenever I get home, it doesn't matter how I play, she's always going to be there for me. She's going to have a smile on her face and give me a hug and make me feel good no matter what. But as far as, you know, as far as like physically the on the field stuff, it's not nobody I'll talk to like as far as another quarterback or anything like that. You know, I do have people reach out to me. I do have quarterback coaches though back at home that reach out to me as well, you know, tell me, hey, like you need to clean this up, clean that up, you know, and everything will be good. So those guys help me as far as that too. So
I don't know where to start.
Well,
if I'm being real, I don't know where to start.
I'll tell you where I want to start is I can't fathom that he actually, and for the record, I want to say it was Allison Mastrangelo that asked the question. It sounded like Allison.
Yeah, it was her.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. And when she asked it, he goes, do you mean like on the field, off the field? And she's like, hey, off the field, on the field, whatever, both. I feel like when he answered it, whether he understood what she was asking or not, he went straight to support system away from the team. That's where the answer comes from. I have no clue if there was anything about he answered that in any way or meant to answer it any way about people in the building around him. And so for people to just assume that he's automatically saying he has no one to rely on is garbage, and it's a little bit of just wanting to fulfill a narrative that you already have of the team. You know, I'll watch interactions on the bench. I'll watch Penix sit there and, you know, work with DJ Williams, and Zach will come over and go over the iPad. I also watched when Kirk Cousins started and Michael was injured,
mm-hmm.
the one game. And what I saw from that was Michael not being in those meetings, some of those. And I don't know who that's on, because that's to me, that's on Michael. Like, you go over there. Now, that was early in the game. At some point, I did see him over there. So,
yeah, I think you're doing a good job giving the benefit of the doubt in this conversation. I don't. I think it speaks to a wider form of dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, and you might be right. This might be one of those situations where he looked at it and said, well, I'm going to talk about people, you know, outside of the building and all that, but My question would be, is if you feel that way about what he said, how do you think DJ Williams and Zach Robinson felt about what he said? Do you right. think that they listen to that and go, oh, well, I'm glad your quarterback coaches from back home are texting you after the game? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm them, I'm going, dude, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And maybe they understood, and maybe they're – I think that you look at it and say, oh, well, the relationship's close enough to where they understand what he's talking about. I don't know that it is. And I think one of the markings of that is exactly what you're talking about, where he's off to the other side of the sideline when Kirk Cousins is playing and not involved in those back and forths. And we've seen – look, we saw the mic'd up, and I don't remember what game it was, and I don't know if you watched it, but Kirk Cousins walks up and he's like, hey, man, just keep doing what you're doing. And it was just very surface-level conversation, like, doing a good job, just keep doing what you're doing. And it was, again, that's a very small snippet, but I thought it was kind of a good insight into what exactly the dynamic is on the sideline. It's not breaking down iPad or mm-hmm. Microsoft Surface or whatever it is. I don't know. I hated the answer, if I'm being point blank. I hated it. To me, there should be no hesitation. There should be no misunderstanding. It should be like, hey, who do you turn to? Well, Zach's in my ear all the time. You know, when I get done with that and I go home, my wife is very understanding. But Zach, DJ Williams, everybody else on the sideline, you know, helping me with my footwork and helping me with my reads.
I think where I would go is the automatic assumption that it's the coaching's fault is troublesome for me, because we're not in the building and we're not in the meetings and we're not on the sideline. It's a two-way street.
What's their fault?
That they're the reason for the dysfunction, if there is dysfunction between him
sure.
and,
okay.
and them. I've always believed this. Like, it's a two way street. You know, we've heard that, and I'm not saying this about Penix, but there are players in sports that are uncoachable.
I agree.
And you have to want and be receptive to coaching. okay? If I walk in Mike Conti's office and he goes, hey, listen, and when we check film, it's called an air check. And if Mike Conti says, hey, I want to pull you in and do an air check over this interaction you and Mike had where Mike said something he shouldn't have, and why, and I want you to know why I'm holding you accountable. And I went in there like, and he went over it, and I said, all right, and walked out and didn't interact at all or do a back and forth, just listen to what he said and walked out and said, blank that. That's crap. Wasn't my fault. That's not being receptive of coaching, right? Now, the bottom line is you're the problem. You're the one that said that. You're the one that said that. I didn't make you say anything. But the reality is that he might have been wanting to coach me and help me get better in the situation, how we could have handled it. And if I'm not receptive, that's on me. Again, not saying that's Penix, but what there are many times in the media where we ask questions and players refuse to answer it for whatever reason and go over here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here's what's crazy about what you're saying. I feel like you are backing this coaching staff into a level of accountability that you're almost allowing them to escape from. Like if he's not coachable, whose fault is that?
Well, that hold on. I'm not making excuses for anyone. I'm saying though it's a two-way street.
I agree. You're giving them a
benefit of the doubt.
You're giving them the benefit of the doubt, which I appreciate.
But this is where
I split from you, because what did we hear after they drafted Michael Penix? The whole contingent went out to Washington. They loved his arm. They loved his field presence. They loved it. Zach Robinson was at that tryout.
Well, I believe like Zach Robinson is the reason he was drafted.
100%. So I fall back to it. Okay, if he's not coachable and he's not capable of doing the things you want him to do, that was on your scouting decision. That should have been something that you saw from the jump, if that's actually the case.
Well, here's what I'm telling you, though. I don't believe that Michael Penix is not coachable either. I wholeheartedly believe he didn't answer the question the way the question – what the question wanted, which was who in the building – and who on the sideline during games is your fallback? I think he skated around it for whatever reason, or he just didn't understand it. That's what I believe. The only reason I'm saying that is I'm just making a counter. I'm being a devil's advocate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But wholeheartedly, if you ask me 100, what I think of the answer, I don't think he understood the question, because it wasn't answered like he understood it. He went the first thing he said was, my fiance picks me up emotionally and mentally. What is that like?
But is it not still a bad look, though? That
it's
even
a terrible look
off the terrible field. Look. Nobody's talking to him. Like, if he did truly take it to off the field.
Okay. Do you
outside of work?
But here's the weird thing for me. I don't like. Do you believe that? Because he and Jesse Bates both talked before the season how off the field they would meet and talk and go over stuff and help each other. And, like, he would Jesse was helping Michael see things that like, hey, this is what defenses do. So do you believe that no one Am I to believe that out of 53 teammates that no one's gone up to him and been like, hey, man, you're good. Keep your head up.
Do I believe that? No. Do I think it could be a signal of a wider form of dysfunction? Absolutely. I think maybe sometimes when these guys step to the podium, what they're not saying is what they're actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my intent is going
I'll tell you one thing.
Now.
It's concerning if he understood the question. It's more than concerning.
It's a critical error. That's for sure.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about this matchup coming up on Sunday, but you can join the Morning Shift. That is us every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the Morning Shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Feed Your Fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, an ex-rival coach was invited to Georgia's practice the other day, and we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday trivia today. The theme is quotes. There are lots and lots and lots of famous quotes out there. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.